Well, Melbourne's reputation for fine food is well known, but in the next couple of weeks, the Southern Capital will put on a culinary carnival, a virtual smorgasbord, sure to have visitors salivating. The Melbourne Food and Wine Festival gets underway today, while the Royal Melbourne Fine Food Awards are already happening. Everything from the nation's best chocolate to cider and honey, even garlic, facing the judges. How do you judge a bulb of garlic, I hear you say? What does a judge look for in those pungent little packages? Well, Mike Woods went along to the Royal Melbourne Fine Food Awards to find out and learnt a lot about the humble bulb of garlic.
The origins of garlic can be traced back to Central Asia, places like Turkmenistan and Uzbekistan, the only places it still grows wild today. It's thought hunter-gatherers were growing garlic 10,000 years ago. The ancient Egyptians used it freely as both a food and a medicine, as did the Greeks, Romans, French, the Chinese, Indians. Even the British used garlic. Both Chaucer and Shakespeare make mention of the noble bulb. Some say when the English stopped using it in the late 18th century, their reputation for culinary blandness began. It was not until Australians broke out of the meat and three veg mentality that garlic became a regular ingredient. Now each year approximately 300 to 500 tons of garlic is produced here, but we consume much more than that, and 3,500 tons is imported, but in the last 2 years demand for the local product has taken off, and so has production. Penny Woodward is a garlic expert who's just taken part in judging fresh Australian garlic at this year's Fine Food Awards in Melbourne. She wants more Australians to eat Australian garlic, and she says once you've tasted it, you'll never go back to the imports.
All imported garlic has to be sprayed with methyl bromide, which is a toxic biocide. Really, the only way of being sure that it is Australian is either that it is marked as grown in Australia on the supermarket shelf or by buying it directly from a grower.
The garlic that most of us buy in the supermarket these days is from China or other places. What sort of taste difference are we going to notice in that garlic compared to the Australian-grown garlic?
Most imported garlic has not only been sprayed with things, but has also been stored for months. So in the same way as you can tell when you eat an apple that's been stored for months and months and months, you will recognise the difference between the garlic, the imported garlic, and the freshly cured and grown Australian garlic. It just tastes millions of times better.
We've got here in front of us a whole variety of garlic. Some of them are very large bulbs with large cloves of garlic, and some are very small. Can you tell us the differences in taste between these varieties that we can see here?
In about 15 years ago in the US, they did DNA-tested garlic, and they divided it into 11 different groups. And we've got six groups that are well represented in Australia. Probably the most familiar one is the artichoke group, which is your typical Italian white or Australian white garlic, and the cloves sort of clasp so that it looks like an artichoke. They're what I call the sort of the standby workman's choice of garlic. It's a nice flavour, but it's not all that strong. Silver skin is another softneck, so it doesn't grow a flower head of any sort. It has a much hotter flavour, but they tend not to be complex, although some of them are. One of the most common ones, and one that Australians have come to love, is the turban group. And things like Italian purple and Tasmanian purple and New Zealand purple, they have lovely stripy skins, and a lot of people are very fond of them because they have lovely big cloves.
Now, talking of purple, the winning garlic is a most beautiful-looking garlic here. It's very purple. What's its name, and what does it taste like?
Okay, the one that got the gold medal and the best in show is called Dungansky, and it's in what we call the standard purple stripe group. They are a late harvest garlic, which is really good because it means it can fill some of that period where Australian garlic is not available, which is one of the reasons we're encouraging more growers to grow it. But it has a rich, complex flavour. So it's quite hot to start off with, but then if you hold the garlic in your mouth, it develops other flavours afterwards, which go from nutty to almost sweet, and it's really nice cooked as well.
At the Royal Melbourne Fine Food Awards, the best garlic in show was grown by Tasmanian gourmet garlic in Middleton. So what do garlic judges look for in the garlic bulbs set before them? Penny Woodward again.
We look at the bulbs, we pull them apart and check the cloves and check that they're nice and firm and that there's no disease. We then cut one up and we test the aroma because the smell is really important, and some garlics have great aromas and some not so good. We then cut a slice, and with garlic there's a chemistry that happens. There's actually a chemical reaction. So if you're using raw garlic, or you've got to leave it to sit for 15 seconds to allow that chemical reaction so that you can actually get the true taste of the garlic. And we then taste the raw garlic. So after you've tasted 35 garlics, your palate's running out of taste a bit. And they then bake a clove of each of the garlics as well. So we also taste it cooked.
How popular are you with your friends? Do they sort of say, oh God, here comes Penny again. I hope she's had her Listerine today.
There's a bit of a furphy about garlic, because if you eat garlic regularly, you actually don't smell of it. So look, obviously after a day of eating garlic, you do have some odour for, 24 hours afterwards, but people are just used to it with me. And as one of the great garlic people said, if your friends don't like garlic, get new friends.
Penny Woodward, you actually don't smell of it. That's what she says anyway. Only a garlic judge would say that. Penny Woodward, garlic judge at this year's Royal Melbourne Fine Foods Award, speaking there with Mike Woods. And just repeating, the winning garlic, the best in show, was a Dungansky garlic from the Purple Stripe variety. It was grown by Tasmanian Gourmet Garlic in Middleton. So congratulations to them on their gold medal garlic.